is there something that Aaron Boone would do that's different? Mm-hmm. Like, just something. And I know that it's all construed as panic, but, like, they're down 3-0.
What do we think Aaron Boone is going to do?
Nothing!
I think he's going to do nothing.
Nothing!
Sean, do you think he's going to do something?
Absolutely not.
He's going to do...
Even a little thing. Even a flip, like we said yesterday, flip Soto and Judge.
Or lead off Aaron Judge, like I suggested.
Or lead off Aaron Judge. Or do something different.
Well,
the likelihood of that happening is so small.
Unless you count Trevino starting over Austin Wells.
But that's not a big thing.
I agree.
The problem is he could sit Verdugo, except he's the only one that got a hit.
I know. I know sitting Verdugo doesn't make sense when he hit the home run at the end of last night's game. I think what is going to be really interesting over the next hour, because we will get the Yankee lineup within an hour, is as they face elimination, do they try something now? I want to bring up a little bit of history. The last time the Yankees were down 3-0, and I unfortunately have brought this series up a lot lately, was the 2022 American League Championship Series. He did try something. Do you remember what it was?
Hmm.
And I think it was significant. I think it counts as, hey, that was a significant attempt to try to turn things around.
Was it switching the lineup or was it actually benching somebody?
It was actually benching somebody.
Huh.
It was making the decision of
I'm gonna Dabes.
He benched IKF.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of remember that.
He basically said, this is not working with IKF, and I'm going to sit him. Now, he didn't do it when they were down 3-0. He actually did it before that, so it's not an exact comparison. But all year long, he had been loyal to IKF as my shortstop, IKF as my shortstop, and then finally made that move to Oswald Peraza. I don't think there's a move like that that's sitting there other than Dominguez.
What an unmemorable series.
No, I get you. But because Verdugo hit the home run
yesterday.
But
that's the danger of this World Series.
Yeah, is it becomes like that.
You just forget what happened or why. Or just that the Dodgers were so much better. Especially if they get swept. This will be so forgettable.
But you know why?
And memorable only for the fact that they got swept.
But you know why I think this is worse than the Astros?
And Judge, by the way.
Absolutely. This is worse to me than the Houston one because you could rationalize, as much as no one wanted to say it at the time, that the Astros had great pitching.
Yeah.
That Justin Verlander was a great pitcher.
Better. It's like you've always said. I mean, you go into that series thinking, oh, the Astros are dominating the Yankees. It's because they were better than the Yankees.
And they had better pitching. Like Framber Valdez, Justin Verlander, and Christian Javier, I'm sorry. They're better than Yamamoto, Flaherty, and Buehler.
They are?
They just are. I don't think that they – I think there's a huge difference between the pitching that shut the Yankees down in 22 than the pitching that's shutting the Yankees down right now.
This manager has showed this year he's not going to switch much up. Now, he did flip-flop a couple spots in the lineup and put Trevino in last night. I think tonight's about the fans changing what they usually do.
What should the fans do?
The ninth inning tonight.
In the ninth inning?
In the ninth? Why wait so long?
Let me finish.
Okay.
If the
this
team
better
is,
be brilliant.
It is.
It's not going to be brilliant.
It better be.
I promise Evan's going to think it's brilliant. If this team is losing,
You're
not to leave this game early. You're not. You bought tickets tonight. You're staying the full time. 50,000 people need to chant Juan Soto as loud as they can, like they did for Paul O'Neill in the 2001 World Series, not just to show Juan Soto how much they love him, to show how much we love him.
So think about this, Tiki. He's already given up on the year, and he's thinking about free agency.
This is preemptive for 2025. Yeah.
What a message that would send to the owner tonight in the ninth inning if 50,000 people in unison chant Juan Soto's name to show him that's who we need back.
So two things about Juan Soto, and I know that whenever this series ends, good or bad, that will become the major baseball discussion for both teams in this town. I want to make this very clear because to me this hasn't changed since March. Juan Soto's going to the highest bidder. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, Hal Steinbrenner just needs to look down at his scorecard and look down at the performance of this team to know how important Juan Soto is.
He knows that. He knows how important he is statistically, financially, all of that. And he should know the fans love him very much. But that's a message to the owner that we're not going to tolerate Juan Soto not being a Yankee next year and you not being the highest bidder after we all plunked down $1,000 for tickets.
If the Yankees,
and I say we all with my free ticket.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. As he didn't pay a dime. If the Yankees are losing in the ninth inning by a lot, people are going to leave. Like, I understand what you're trying to do.
Because they don't want to see the celebration. They don't want to hear it.
They don't want to see the celebration. Right. It's late at night. People are tired. Like, I'll never forget.
The bottom of the ninth.
What was that?
You can leave in the bottom. I remember it's during the dot while he's in the outfield, top of the.
I got you, but if the game's out of reach, they're gone. I'll never forget this because this haunts my dreams. And when the Mets lost the World Series to Kansas City, it was an extra inning game, but the Royals scored. I think it was 5 runs in the extra innings, right? So the game became clearly over.
Yeah.
The place emptied out. Now I do not leave. My dad doesn't leave. We stayed. By the time the Royals won the World Series, there was nobody in the building except for the Royal fans who traveled from Kansas City.
And how many were they? Was it significant? I can't imagine that it was.
I would say it was a couple of thousand people, but when no Met fans are there anymore, it feels significant. So if that happened here, you'd feel the Dodgers.
I mean, there's not going to be a couple of thousand. It's going to be like 1,000.
Maybe 1,000.
Aaron Boone has done something to lineups.
So. Here we go. He decided to pull an Evan. He said, the world's going to end, and I'm going to dig. Ladies and gentlemen, what did Aaron Boone do? Sean Morash has the answer.
Before I say this and give you the read, I will just preface it by saying the word pissed off doesn't begin to describe what I feel
now.
Wow. Okay.
Yankee starting lineups are brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. I'm almost so pissed off I don't want to read this.
Really? Okay. You're that pissed off?
I am. I am.
What could he have possibly
This manager done? Is so clueless. Here we
go.
Okay. Leading off at second is Gleyber Torres.
No change.
No change.
Batting second in right field is Juan Soto.
No change.
Batting third in center field is Aaron Judge.
No change.
Cleaning up at third base is Jazz Chisholm Jr.
Chisholm!
Come on.
Batting fifth, your DH, Giancarlo Stanton. Batting sixth at first base, Anthony Rizzo. Batting seventh at shortstop is Anthony Volpe. Batting eighth, your catcher, Austin Wells. Batting ninth and left is Alex Verdugo with Luis Hill on the hill.
So he did nothing!
No.
He flip-flopped Jazz and Giancarlo.
Why does that piss you off?
Allow me for a second.
Yes. Sean's getting very...
There are two guys this entire postseason in this entire series who you know you can count on and put the fear of God in pitchers. Juan Soto and Giancarlo Stanton. I have seen a couple times now Gleyber Torres make the last out of a game waiting for Juan Soto to get there. Why would you slide Giancarlo Stanton even further down the lineup and bat him fifth? And with all due respect to Jazz Chisholm Jr., it's blind luck when he makes contact at this point. To have Aaron Judge struggling and then go, you know what we're going to do? Forget the protection with Giancarlo. Let's give you another automatic out behind you.
Well, yeah. Well, it's frustrating because it also puts Giancarlo Stanton in a position to not have anyone to drive in.
And what kind of message is this to that Yankee team and Giancarlo Stanton? Yesterday, defiantly, we can't move Aaron Judge. No. He's got to stay right there. But you could move the MVP of the entire freaking postseason down to fifth beyond a guy who can't hit the broadside of a barn? What is this crap?
No, I see why you're pissed now.
I can't argue with you, man. Giancarlo had 2 hits last night.
This sucks, man.
And this was the lineup prior.
Yeah, they were being no hit until he hit a double.
That's right. He had that double in the fourth inning, and that's, of course, when he got thrown out at the plate when Anthony Volpe had that base hit in the fourth inning. This lineup of Giancarlo batting fifth was a thing prior to Game 5 of the ALCS, and it was something I was screaming about. I was arguing about it. Now, you actually defended Boone, but I was all over this. You got to hit Stanton cleanup. What made, over the last 4 games, Game 5 of the ALCS, and these 3 games of the World Series where Giancarlo continues to hit, what would make Aaron Boone go back to what he had been doing prior to that?
Well, I'm trying to think logically why you would do that.
It's to break up the lefties, but he's overthinking it.
But forget the lefty-righty thing. If someone's hitting right now, they're hitting right now. It doesn't matter. And by the way, you can't predict it because Dave Roberts is throwing out a bullpen game today. You have no idea who's coming in after. I don't know who's starting this game tonight, but you have no idea who's going to be pitching second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. You have no idea. So breaking up the lefties does nothing for you.
And what happened last night late in the game? What did Aaron Judge actually do as the night got late?
He walked.
Now, picture that happening. 2 outs, Judge actually walks, and it's Jazz Chisholm instead of Giancarlo with a bat in his head.
I don't like it. I didn't like it 5 days ago when he was having Giancarlo bat fifth, and I hate it now, especially since Stanton hasn't even cooled off.
It almost feels like, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have Jazz bunt? You're going to have him bunt for a base hit?
Nah, but you know what,
So you don't get out of the first inning, you start the second inning, and it's Jazz Chisholm, and you get on base, so maybe, I mean, like, I'm just trying to speculate why he would do this.
I'm going to give you the why, and you're going to hate me for it, but just remember I'm the messenger.
Go ahead.
I'm not the decider. If it was up to me, Giancarlo would be hitting cleanup. It is splitting up the lefties, knowing it's a bullpen game, and knowing that Vesia and Banda, the two lefties in the Dodger bullpen, are going to get into this game, and you make it easier for Dave Roberts when you've got lefties bunched together. By the way, I'm giving you the facts. That, to me, is not enough of a reason to not have my best hitter batting cleanup. So it's a mistake, and I don't get it. I didn't get it in the ALCS, so why would I get it now?
Yankee season on the line. Here comes a spreadsheet to make the decisions.
Well, it's going back to what they did early in the ALCS and the division series, and I didn't like it then.
These are the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're up 3-0. Your best hitter right now is Giancarlo Stanton. You don't slot him down the order.
Yeah.
Well, lefty-righty, lefty-righty.
We got
sister's ass.
We got the answer to the question that I posed earlier.
Yeah, so he's just going to the bar.
Yeah. The world's about to end. What are you going to do?
He ain't digging.
Aaron Boone has decided, I'm going to pretty much do the same thing. What most of us would do is try something. Like, I want to make this clear, and I feel bad I'm bringing up A-Rod a lot, but I think he's been a part of this a lot. I hated when Joe Torre batted him eighth. I didn't like it. I thought it was a panic move. Right. I thought it was a stupid move. But what I appreciate about it was Joe Torre tried something.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I didn't like it, because I didn't like it.
Right.
I thought that it was panicky and it was insulting. But he tried.
Yeah, this isn't panicky because of what's at stake.
It's the opposite of it, though.
This is your last two. This could be your last game of the season. And you're just running it back. Let's do the same thing.
Yes, yes.
And by the way, it's all good, guys. It's all in front of us, man. We still got four more games.
Everything's right here in front of us. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And no one wants to hear what Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone may feed you if this doesn't go well tonight. Which is, hey, we were four wins away from a championship.
But they were pretty good.
Like, no one wants to hear
it's
that.
It's a crapshoot.
It's true that you're four wins away from a championship.
You were in the championship and you did nothing.
Well, but he said that in the ALCS.
I understand that.
Four wins away from the World Series.
I understand that.